You're listening to the WYXR Archived, powered by listeners like you. Donate online today at WYXR.org.
Listening to Playing Changes with DJ Shmuel, WYXR 91.7 Memphis. Today we got a special episode of Playing Changes. We got the Dr. Ollie Liddell and the Central High School Jazz Band in the studio coming to you live. Going to start the hour off with one of their songs, the original recording by Jerry Mulligan, Bwibida Babida, live at George Wein's Storyville. Then we'll get them on the mic shortly.
Thank you.
Dr. Ollie Liddell and Dakobe from the Central High Jazz Band in the studio, coming to you live, world champions, internationally known. So I just wanted to first off give y'all props. I've been, as a jazz player, I've been watching Essential Ellington on YouTube, you know, all the jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra stuff forever. You know, Wynton Marsalis is one of the legendary guys, like one of the last remaining big bands, you know, of all like tenured guys. So first off, how did it feel being in the House of Swing?
It's a beautiful building. Just the atmosphere is great. There's some phenomenal students out there around the world playing this music. And to be among them was fantastic. The building itself was designed for big band. It's literally Wynton Marsalis designed, you know, obviously with architects and engineers and whatnot, designed that building for performance of big band jazz music. And it is beautiful. The venue is beautiful. The people that work with Essentially Ellington, they are very professional. You know, it's this year was double the size they normally have.
Yeah.
And you never know, man. That thing was seamless, very professional. It was a wonderful experience.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I want to underscore, and I think why the city, I mean, I think Memphis, like, we get behind, you know, when stuff like this happens, because also this is like, this doesn't always happen in Memphis.
Yeah, man.
Especially on the stage of essentially Ellington, you're going against performing arts schools that have tons of funding.
Oh yeah,
that have huge band rooms. You know,
band rooms, multiple jazz bands,
exactly.
Staff. It's all that
from all over the world.
Yeah.
But I think like that kind of underscores, you know, you can't buy your way into this. You can't.
Yeah, man.
A lot of this stuff can't.
It helps.
It helps. Which, on that note, if you would like to donate,
you can go to the Memphis Central Warrior. Central Warrior Bands.com, and it has our links that you can donate to our cause to you know, just bridge that gap between the things, because it's just we have two band directors actually on staff. One of them, is fresh out of college. I've been doing this a while, but the competition is just different.
Yeah.
The things they can do, but this will help bridge the gap to help us on our cause, because we want to do this again mm-hmm. next year.
Absolutely, and I'm a jazz guitar player, and I went to a high school with not the best band program. Yeah. I went to y'all's spring concert, and I was kind of getting emotional because I was like, I've never been to a band concert with this level of, like, you know, you can buy your way into a lot of things, but this level of talent, like swing, the feel.
Yeah man.
I mean, you obviously work hard with them.
It works hard, but I think it's too, this just the city, man. Yes. Memphis, we have a certain spirit about this city. And one of the things, you know, we tap into that, and that's, tap into that is what really that I'm in this business for, right? Mm-hmm. It's not, you know, the notes and rhythms, pressing down the right thing, you know, that's like the basement level.
Yes.
Right? And what we, you know, strive to do, so it's a mission accomplished. Win, losers, I told them that whatever happened. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, don't say that, Dr. Liddell. I don't care what happened.
Yes.
I was happy at what we left on that stage.
Absolutely.
It was joyful. It was emotional performance.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were just in the groove. They were having fun. They were in the groove. So that's what you live for.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I could tell. Well, how did y'all feel once you got through that and you got that winning announcement? Y'all were sitting there.
It was surreal. I mean, what I heard was, when I heard them call the first band, I heard them call Osceola, the mm-hmm. third place band. I was like, because they were really the school, because Doc, he had listened to them at a concert before.
Yeah.
And he was like, that's the school that we need to be looking out for. That's mm-hmm. the school. And I was like, we
scouting.
Heard
them.
Yeah,
Lincoln Center hired me, well, essentially Ellington. They also have regional clinics around the country, and I judged at one in Orlando, Florida. I got a chance mm-hmm. to hear some of those bands. They're phenomenal, man. I was telling the kids, hey, man, these jokers they're not messing around. They are great, great band. And all of those bands, I told the kids, man, there was not a bad band on that stage.
Yeah, not at all.
Right?
None of
they
them.
Are great.
None of them.
Exactly.
They were all amazing. With Osceola, though, hearing that third place, I was like, we got a chance to win it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then finally, when I heard them call second place, I was like, we brought it home. It's just so surreal. I mean, other people went out and celebrated the night after, but me, I sat in the hotel room. I talked to my family. I talked to my friends. I think the celebration for me was when I got back home, though.
Absolutely.
It was like, it was being around my family and being around my peoples, and seeing the joy in their faces was great.
Absolutely.
I enjoyed every second since I didn't get back.
100%. And to take it back to you, Dr. Liddell, for a second, what's your background? Where'd you come from? How long you been at Central teaching band?
Oh, man, that's a long story. So I'm originally from Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah.
I come from a musical family in that my dad was a band director. Mm-hmm. He taught for about 40 years as band director. I've lived in all over, like we, the running joke going up, we were running from the FBI. We moved every 2 or 3 years, but they were just, my parents were college professors, just, you know, advancing their careers. I went to Jackson State for my undergraduate degree in mm-hmm. chemistry.
Wow.
And I'll explain that. I asked my dad, hey, man, I'm kind of thinking about majoring in music. He was like, you want to make money? I was like, yeah. Well, don't major in music. So I like chemistry a lot. I still do. But I did that. It was like near my junior, senior year, right before I was about to graduate. I realized this is not what I want to do the rest of my life. And, you know, kismet. It just happened all the same time.
Yeah.
A friend of mine put me on a gig playing trumpet. And I was a music minor, obviously, and I played in the bands and obviously in recitals and all that good stuff. And so I got to go on the road for about 10 years. It was really 6 years before I started teaching. I was on the road. And then it just so happened, it's a long story short, I realized my calling is teaching music.
Yeah.
And I went back to school, took some courses to get certified and everything. I started teaching middle school, mm-hmm. but I still played. You know, I still play to this day, whenever I can and have time. And then I moved here in 08, Taught at East High School for about 4 years, and then at Central since 2012. so jazz was just always a part of me, you know, just gigs and playing, and it's really just the light bulb went off my freshman year in college, because you know, I'm not a strange person like any teenager, and I can probably speak for Nicobe or anybody else before. You got turned on to it. Jazz was like old people music. It's not something definitely. We really listened to. And it was a friend of mine. He played trombone as well. He passed me a J.J. Johnson tape, a dub tape. That's below, date myself a little bit. But it was a dubbed J.J. Johnson Eminent Volume 1. And I listened to that, and it was on from there. And I just fell in love with the music. And I wanted to learn more about the music and learn to improvise. And so that's really what really got my start in the jazz. Mm-hmm. Play gigs, different things, and all kinds of music. And I still love other music, but jazz is just near and dear to my heart. It's just a beautiful music. And it's important, man. Like, the thing that jazz is America's music. If you call yourself a patriot at all, this is our music.
Absolutely.
You know, Brahms and Beethoven and Chopin, hey, that's Europe's folks. Yeah. Hey, they cool. I'm great. You know, I like Brahms and Beethoven and Mozart. They fight. But this is our music. Mm-hmm. Our composers of note are Duke Ellington and Count Basie and Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. These are just a totally new art form. This and blues,
yes,
which is the country cousin of jazz, exactly. I call it. This is our American art form, and it should be taught and you know, in schools and embraced. The deal is, in Memphis and in the rest of the South, this is because people say the Bible Belt, it's really the football belt, right? With football, we got what? Marching band. So that dominates the what we do in music ed, and that's cool. A marching band is important. That is our front door of music ed, but of at least a band, it's the front door. It's what everybody sees.
Yeah.
But you have to expose these children to this music and do that. I mean, it'll open up a whole new avenue of thinking, a whole new way of playing for them, and it's gonna make every other part of your band great. So. That's a little bit of my backstory, how I got into this, and I've been doing it a while. This was our third time making Essentially Ellington. However, first two times this thing called COVID happened. And so the first year, 2020, obviously it hit and we couldn't go. Then in 2021, we were kind of back in school, hybrid. Yeah. And both years they did the festival online virtually. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't really a competition, and we didn't get a chance to go to New York. So this was special. This really was.
No, that is truly. I've been in that hall, been in that space for. I saw a Jazz at Lincoln Center show.
Yeah, man.
And I mean, the acoustics in that space. Oh, man, it's
beautiful.
It's not. There's nothing like it.
It's not.
I mean, pictures of Wynton Marsalis on the wall. That's the spot. And to that, I have two more questions. Who are y'all's like biggest musical inspirations? We got Jacoby, trumpet player, and Dr. Liddell, a trombone player,
right?
That's
right. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, for me, my biggest influence has to be Marcus Printup. And going to Lincoln Center and meeting him, because I had transcribed one of his solos for Bragging and Brass, a song that we played for Ellington. I think that was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He played it, and I transcribed one of his solos, and I kind of added my little spin to it. But just listening to him, I listened to another couple of his solos, and just being able to hear him in person, it was so soulful. It was beautiful. It felt Southern. It felt like it was from Memphis. Felt from the heart.
Yeah.
And just being able to talk to him and get some advice from him was amazing. But not just him. Miles Davis. I remember the first time I came to jazz. Dr. Liddell, he forced us all to learn Bass Groove Solo from Miles Davis.
Yeah.
And that was, I think, the first solo that I was kind of forced to transcribe.
Mm-hmm.
And then another guy, too, my friend Jackson Hankins, he's the lead saxophonist for us. he put me on to Clifford Brown, and I've just been listening to those three. I just love it. Those are my top three for sure. But Marcus Prenup, he's my favorite.
Absolutely. Marcus Prenup of Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, like one of the contemporary greats, definitely.
My personal advice, me as a trombone player, who it is, and always the great, the late great, J.J. Johnson. Yes. That was my, that's the first thing I just put on. I was like, my mouth hit the floor, man. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to sound like, so I, you know, I'm just like it's similar to him, transcribed J.J. solos. bought everything I had with J.J. Johnson on it. And as a band director, I have influences, and that is, those are twofold. First is the great Ron Carter. Ron Carter taught, for those the listeners out there, taught at East St. Louis High School, which was, ironically, Miles Davis's high school. They've closed recently, and obviously it's a different high school when he taught there. You know, as far as socially, economically, and crime and different things that was going on in East St. Louis at the time he taught. But despite that, the man taught over 18 Grammy winners in jazz. So he helped start the Essentially Ellington competition. He was one of the people that consulted Winton and the founders of it to get it started, really. And he's came and clinicked the band. He was coming from he started coming in 2014, not every year, but most years, until he passed, I think last year. And number two is Chris Dorsey. Chris Dorsey taught at Dillard School, Performing Arts School, but Chris is like who I aspired to be, right? He went to Jackson State, played trombone, plays trombone, taught at similar schools, except for Dillard. Dillard's a little different. But for his other schools, he taught at similar. And I'm like, man, so these are folks I reached out, called. Miss Dorsey, I still call. One of the first people to wish me congratulations. So meant a lot to me, still means a lot to me, those two guys, J.J. I have influences in my personal playing, J.J., and my favorite right now, favorite trombone player walking, is Wycliffe Gordon. That's my man. I met Wycliffe, ironically, the band I was playing with when I was on the road, the piano player and Wycliffe went to high school and college together, both from Augusta, Georgia. And we did a gig in Augusta, and they just came, kicked it at the hotel, just met them, and just a good, cool guy, man. And I love his playing. I love his he has such a soulful, grown man approach to playing trombone, as I like to call it. So those are my influences.
Absolutely. Wycliffe Gordon also playing with Wynton Marsalis sure back did. In the day, and I think he was on Jazz at Lincoln Center.
Yeah, he was one of those early groups, I think it was the second iteration, I think. Yeah.
But there's a great YouTube video. All my listeners, I highly recommend Jazz at Marciac in France with another clarinet player, and they play the music of Sidney Bechet, and Wycliffe Gordon's in that.
Is that Victor Goins?
Victor Goins is on it, but it's another guy sits in with him. But fantastic.
I think I know what you're talking about.
It's from that early 90s group of Jazz at Lincoln Center. Those guys were
fantastic.
Unbeatable. But I think we're about to close out. My last question is, do y'all have any advice you would give to young musicians trying to, make their way?
Just play. I mean, that's what I did. I was kind of forced into it by Doc, forced into playing consistently. But it's not just him. It's a want to. For me, I've always aspired to be better than the person beside me, better than the person in front of me and behind me. And, better than Doc, especially. he's kind of the forefront. And not just him, though. Just being better in general. I mean, for me, music, it's my life. I wake up in the morning, and the first thing I do, I hit play on some music. I hit play on jazz, I hit play on hip-hop, I hit play on what's going to make me feel good that day. Yep. So just getting better at the horn, playing all the time, transcribing. I mean, not just transcribing, but getting back to the fundamentals. Mm-hmm. Long tones, lip slurs, all those good things. But just play. Play what you feel is going to make you better. And then after that, it's really up to what's going to get you right. And that's it.
Absolutely. My first piece of advice to young musicians out there is enroll in Central High School.
Yeah.
That's my first tip, because I can't leave here without saying Central is a special place, man. Yes. And you're going to get a world-class music education from Central High School. So that's my first piece of advice. When you get there, as I like to say to you, listen to Dr. Liddell, because when you don't listen to Dr. Liddell, bad things
happen.
But seriously, just practice, man. Listen to as much. And when you hear that a lot, man, listen. Duke Ellington just talked about listen. What he means by that, man, it's like deeply. It's active listening. Mm-hmm. It's like intense listening. It's like a... It's not, people get confused listening and hearing. Like I'm in this room right now, I can hear the air conditioner. I can hear it, mm-hmm. but I'm not listening to it, right? You have to get down to the nitty gritty and really listen to what's going on. And that will influence your playing forever. So that's my tips for youngsters, enroll in Central High School and listen. Oh, and listen to Dr. Dale too.
Listen to Dr. Dale.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's it for our interview. I just had to, close us out also by bringing it back to go to Central High Warriors Jazz Band. Donate if you can.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep. It's centralwarriorbands.com.
Yes, go there. Y'all have a world-class band. Like, I could see, the enjoyment that your students have playing together is very palpable, and that's a very important thing. So thank y'all for coming in the studio.
Yes sir. Thank you for having us.
Next up, we got Isfahan, one of the other tunes. Yeah.
It's my favorite right here.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was Rockabye River, another by Duke Ellington and his orchestra. Next up, we have Everything Must Change, which is a Tom Kubas composition, but this one is off of the infamous Body Heat by Quincy Jones.
Thank you. If you like the blues, you came to the right place. Feet Bone, Chris McCarthy on the piano. Thank you.
That was Feet Bone, which is a Duke Ellington song, but that recording was by the Roosevelt Jazz Band live at Umbria. Next up, we have another great, great Duke Ellington cover. One of the most famous Duke Ellington covers, I think, is Sea Jam Blues off of Night Train by the late, great Oscar Peterson. Thank you. That was the legendary song Cottontail, which written by Duke Ellington, performed by Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. Thank y'all for joining my show today. I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your rainy Sunday. This has been Playing Changes with DJ Shmuel. Thank you to the Central High Band for coming in and sitting in, letting me talk to Dr. Liddell and Dakobe about their experience at Essentially Ellington. Remember, go support that great band program, the Central High School Warriors Band. As always, WYXR 91.7 Memphis. Next up, we got Four Fives with DJ Grand Piano. Thank y'all.
Phone number, how can I get into you when I'm